Philip Semple, PA, Dr. D. Jordan Curry, today's date is 01-06-2022, dictation is 4. Margaret Bolton, Bolton spells B-O-L-T-O-N, Margaret spells M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, date of birth is 04-11-1973, this is a 48-year-old young lady here. With green discharge from her right eye and red eye, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 days and it's gotten worse today. State she came in because this morning when she woke up, her eyelids was closed, shut with green stuff. She says she wiped it off with warm, damp towel, period. Next paragraph, review system. Patient denies double vision or blurred vision. Next line, she denies decreased vision. Next line, patient denies trauma, period. Next paragraph. GU patient also said she would like to have something to help her with her period. She stated since Thanksgiving she's been on her menstrual period and has not stopped. She stated that she thinks it might be stress because she lost her dad around that time and has been bleeding since. Stated she changed an average of 2 or 3 pads per day. Next line, she denies dizziness or weakness. She denies chest pain. Denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese young lady. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% of room air. Blood pressure is 165/85. Pulse 81. Correction, pulse 91. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.5, period. Next paragraph. Eyes. Right conjunctiva is injected. There's green discharge on the inner lower lid. There's no periorbital edema or erythema. No periorbital tenderness to palpation. No upper or lower lid edema or erythema. Next paragraph, visual acuity, patient counts fingers with no difficulties, both eyes. Peripheral vision is normal. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is distended secondary to obesity. No tenderness to palpation, no rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2-10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect, patient is depressed when she talks about her dad, she start tearing up and crying. I give her allow the patient to continue talking about her dad until she feels much more comfortable, period. She denies HI or SI. Next paragraph, she was discharged with the following medication. 1, metigine, 0.2 milligrams. 1 POTID for 7 days, number 21. Next medication is Tobradex, 0.3%/0.1% suspension. 2 drops TID for 10 days, number 10 mils. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was advised to come back to the clinic if worse, to go to the nurse emergency room if we are closed. She was also asked again if she's She's H-I or S-I. She said absolutely not. She says she's not, period. Please delete after she said. Delete everything after she said if she's she was asked if she's a H-I or S-I. Please delete that part. Next paragraph, she was reassured and advised to come back if she's worse or go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed, particularly if she has dizziness or weakness, period. End of rotation.